This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The White House says President Biden will go ahead with his planned trip to Pittsburgh today to talk about bridges and other infrastructure, as word comes that a bridge in Pittsburgh has collapsed. Rescuers rappelled nearly 150 feet to help save people from a dangling bus. Nobody was killed, but there were some minor injuries, say authorities. When the president does arrive in Pittsburgh, some top Democrats won't be there. Mike Gracia's got this.
With Biden's approval ratings down sharply in recent months, two of three leading Democrats on Pennsylvania's statewide ballot this spring aren't attending the event at Carnegie Mellon University. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's running for U.S. Senate, and State Attorney General Josh Shapiro, who could be the Democratic nominee for governor, are citing scheduling conflicts and skipping the event. Earlier this month, Democrat Stacey Abrams, a leading candidate for governor in Georgia, also skipped a chance to appear with Biden. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A fierce snow and windstorm from the Carolinas to Maine today and tomorrow. Some places could get almost 2 feet of snow. Officials are warning that travel could be nearly impossible in places. Providence, Rhode Island Mayor Jorge Elorza says they're ready to clear the snow, even though some workers are out with COVID.
We've been replacing our fleet. We have a lot of new trucks that can move a lot more snow, a lot faster than we have in the past. So we're as ready as can be.
He talked to WLNE-TV. Colder forecast temperatures after the storm mean dangerous wind chills are possible Saturday night. A measure of prices that's closely tracked by the Federal Reserve rose 5.8% last year. That's the sharpest increase since 1982. The report from the Commerce Department this morning also says consumer spending fell 0.6% in December. This is AP News. There's a cat at the White House.
For the first time in more than a dozen years, a cat is living at the White House. The Bidens have welcomed a long-promised kitty. She's a 2-year-old gray and white short-haired tabby named Willow, after the First Lady's hometown of Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. Dr. Biden's office says Willow made quite an impression after jumping on stage during a 2020 campaign stop and interrupting the First Lady's remarks. Willow is the first feline White House resident since India, George W. Bush's cat. She joins Commander, the German Shepherd puppy the Bidens introduced last month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
MSNBC is announcing the business journalist Stephanie Ruhle will replace Brian Williams on the nightly newscast called The 11th Hour. Stephanie Ruhle is expected to keep the format he originated, a review of the day's news and a panel of experts talking about it. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.